Lutzen residents Dave and Amy Freeman arrived in Washington, D.C. this week after a 100-day journey by canoe, sailboat, and portage. About 40 Minnesotans greeted them at the Washington Canoe Club on the Potomac River. The group flew to Washington to join the Freemans in a round of lobbying on behalf of the BWCA Wilderness and a sustainable environment and economy in northeastern Minnesota. The Freemans are contributing to a movement that opposes the opening of proposed precious metal mining in the Lake Superior and BWCA Wilderness watersheds. This is a new type of mining for Minnesota, which poses much higher risks than traditional iron mining. Although the mining would provide some new jobs, many economists point out that it may well destroy more jobs than it creates. As the Freemans made their unique journey from Ely to D.C., they conducted more than 50 media interviews and held about a dozen community presentations. The canoe they used is a floating petition, jam-packed with signatures from Minnesota, along with many more that were added on the way. When a reporter asked Amy which part of the trip was her favorite, she didn't hesitate to name the BWCA Wilderness. "If I didn't know better, I'd guess that was because the weather was still summer-like when they were canoeing in the Boundary Waters. But I know for a fact that bad weather doesn't faze Dave and Amy." Visit Cook County, the tourism association that represents all of Cook County, is having an open house in their new offices and information center in Grand Marais. Executive Director Linda Kratt and her competent staff invite one and all to stop by on Wednesday, December 10th, from 3 to 5 p.m. The new Visit Cook County building is located on Highway 61, right in the heart of downtown Grand Marais, in what used to be Gunflint Realty. The building has been completely remodeled on the inside and is slated for a major outside facelift this summer. Visit Cook County was created about 5 years ago to combine the tourism promotion efforts of Grand Portage, the Gunflint Trail, Grand Marais, and the Lutzen-Tofte-Schroeder area, known as the West End. The numbers clearly show that the effort has been a big success, with Cook County's largest industry, tourism, outperforming all our competitors over the last few years. If VCC's good work isn't enough to entice you to the open house, there will be many treats on hand to lure you in. One of Cook County's most beloved characters is turning 90. Lyle Gerard, better known as Grandpa Lyle, will have his birthday celebrated with an open house at North House Folk School on Saturday, December 13th, from 1 until 4 p.m. Grandpa Lyle is a lifelong advocate and activist for literacy. He is well known among a whole generation of Cook County Elementary students for his untiring volunteer work of reading in their classrooms. Retired teacher K.B. O'Neill tells the story of the first time Lyle showed up to read to her kindergarten class at Birch Grove School. K.B. sized up the mild-mannered Lyle as not having the right stuff to control a class of excited five-year-olds. She was amazed that within a minute or two, Lyle had the entire class sitting stock still and enraptured by the story that he was reading. She never worried about his skills again. At this time of year, we see a lot of the classic movie It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey. I submit that Lyle is the George Bailey of Cook County, making a big difference without calling attention to himself. Lyle is one of those rare people who lead by quiet example. I'm sure all West Enders join me in wishing Lyle a very happy 90th birthday and saying a heartfelt thank you for all you've done for our children. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.